Welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and the tip I'm going to share with you today is that you need to keep everything, all your organizational stuff, in one place so that you don't lose anything or you have to constantly look for it. And what I mean by everything in one place is things that I've talked about in other videos, like an unfinished task list, your 5 before 11 lists that you write each day, your goals, those kind of things, and also contact information for folks, notes you need to make during the day, all of those little organizational tidbits, you want to keep them in one place. Now, you can do this, you can create your own system by getting a 3-ring binder and creating a page for your goals and a page for your unfinished task, and appointment pages and contact pages. I would not bother doing it that way because there's a tool out there that I've referenced in many of the other videos that you can pull off the shelf and put to work immediately. It's a mainstay for me, and I want to share that with you today and talk a little bit about it. That's the 7-Minute Life Daily Planner. This was put together by a friend of mine, Allison Lewis, who is kind of a productivity guru, if you will. She's really great at what she calls prioritizing, organizing, and simplifying. And a lot of the tips that we've used throughout this series are exactly those types of tools. And I use her system because it really simplifies and pulls everything into one spot in a way that I have not seen in any other organizational system. I've tried a bunch of different ones, and this is the best that I have found. Well, I'm just going to briefly walk you through it today so you have a sense of what it's like. And there's a link in the email that I sent with this where if you want to click on that and find out more or order one, you can do that. This is the one I use though. And what I like about Allison's resource is it's not just a calendar. It's really a life planning tool because it covers 90 days, and in the front of it you have sections for first off identifying your purpose. You take some time to reflect on your values and write out a purpose statement and what you love to do and the words that are strong purpose words in your life. And this is to give you a vision for how you want to be spending your time. And then once you have done that, there are pages to create personal goals and work goals and financial goals and figure out the action steps that you want to take to move toward those. There's also in there several pages. There's an unfinished work task list, and she gives you a couple pages of those. An unfinished home task list, and that's where you can create a master list of all the things that are floating out there that you haven't got done and you need to attend to. And there's also a calendar to begin to strategically map your year. But the real meat of it, the part that I use the most and that I want to take a few minutes to talk about are the daily progress report pages. There are 2 pages for each day during 90 days, and on that there are about 10 different areas of information. And you may not use all of these at once, but I highly recommend you use a few of them at a time and get really solid on them and then layer in more. There's an area for daily contacts. Here's where I put my 5 before 11 that I'm going to work on. I haven't talked about 7-minute life connections, but Allison explains that in her planner. Those are relationships you want to develop or nurture. Place to list unfinished tasks you want to work on that day. Here's some things for tracking finances. We haven't talked about finances at all in this video series, but here's a place to keep tabs on your spending. This block down at the bottom is a fantastic block for improving your physical health. She has 8 little water glasses here that you can check off through the day to keep track of whether you're staying hydrated and drinking water. Just doing that alone has really given me a lot more energy. I've weeded out almost any soda or tea or coffee, anything like that, and just drink water, and I feel worlds better, have a lot more energy. She has a little block for sleep, exercise, reflection, reading. I write in there, make little notes. You could just check it. I put down how many hours of sleep I got, because that's a little personal demon for me. I really got to stay on top of it. It's easy for me to run late into the night and not sleep well. And I'm sleeping more consistently just by having this box there staring me in the face and holding me accountable on my sleep. There's an area over here for tracking meals and snacks. And then there's this one box that's really important. And I talked a little bit about this when I talked about evaluating your day. She asked the question, did I do what I said I would do today? And you check yes or no. It's a very easy evaluation tool. Here's a place to schedule appointments. Allison really encourages people to write thank yous every day to folks. We didn't talk about that. But here's a place to write down who you want to thank. Places where you've left voicemail messages, names and numbers that are important you're going to need to go back to. And then she has this big block at the end of the day. Now, I think Allison uses that as a catch for notes throughout the day, and I do some of that. But I actually use that block to write an evaluation every day, or part of that block, to evaluate my day, to look back and go, what did I do well? What did I do poorly? And then from that, I decide, what do I need to do differently tomorrow? So that's Allison's tool in a nutshell. 7-minute daily life planner. It's 90 days, and you can go to my site, and I have a link for, I'll put a link on my page to be able to click and order a 7-minute planner if you want to. If not, you can search on Amazon. So anyways, that's the 7-minute life daily planner. It helps me keep everything in one place, and honestly, this has been the tool that has taken me from having a to-do list to being done with things. It's been the functional difference between whether I'm busy or whether I'm productive. And in 30 days, the first 30 days I used one of these, I doubled my blog traffic. I became much more fit than I had been because I was consistently working out, because I had a way to visually prompt me to do it and to keep me accountable for that. That's just a couple benefits I had out of it. And I knocked out 11 of 25 unfinished tasks that have been laying there for months in my life. So keep everything in one place. If you don't use Allison's system, please go out and get a binder today and start putting those kind of tools in one spot so you never lose anything. And if you get one of these, or I'm going to say when you get one of these, because I think you'd be crazy not to, take and be sure and not jump past those first pages. It's really critical you take time to figure out your purpose and your goals, because that really needs to drive everything on the progress pages. So that's my tip for today. Get everything into one place. If not Allison's system, create your own, but start doing it now, and it's really going to take a lot of stress out of your life to have it organized into one place. I will see you in the next video.